Do you care how much you have to play this week?
Me? No, I'm not really worried about it. Whatever happens, happens.
What's that line of trying to keep your edge, yet getting rest, especially knowing that you have a bye week coming?
Oh, bye week's awesome. You're looking forward to that. And, yeah, you always worried about the bye week, but at the same time, we're all professionals, you know, old enough now to be able to take care of yourself and know what you need to do, even if you're not on the practice field. So not too worried. I mean, when I was a little younger, it would have worried me, but nowadays, you know, I think most guys know how to do it.
Does fitting, Joe, that your first season here winds up against your former team?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the other side a lot of times, so they were the last game of the season for 7 years, and I was there, you know, so just being on the other end, it does feel a whole lot different.
There's never a dull moment around here. How would you describe? Has it been a wild ride this first year?
Oh, man, I love the roller coaster ride here. I mean, if you call this a wild ride, I will ride this ride every day because it's like, you know, stuff happens, man. We got so much talent, you know, it's a lot of things going on. But the thing I love about this team, man, we're just, like Coach always says, singly focused. We got so much talent on the offense side of the ball, defense side of the ball, that we just understand as long as we go in these games focused, ready to play, we feel like we can win any game. So a lot of the other noise, you know what I'm saying, it's just you deal with it all the time. You deal with little things, but I feel like we got a really good job with our team.
Is that just kind of a progression as guys come together?
Yeah, I think especially for as long as I've been here, you know, we've played better ball at the end of the year than we did at the beginning.
If you play Cleveland, what do you expect from them? Obviously, it's not been a good year up there.
I mean, you got to think about it, though. We're, what, 12-3, and they're 0-15. We play them the first game of the year. We won by 3. So there's that margin of error in this league is not a whole lot. You know, so everyone's saying how bad the Cleveland Browns are. It's really not like that. They've had tight games. They played us tight, you know. So for us, I think if we overlook them, we'd be foolish.